your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Mike Bachman.
I'm Bachman, your prize cow. My meat is marbled, my movement is slow, and I sleep off every meal. My pronouns are he, him.
What does that even mean?
It's from that Persona thing he posted.
Oh!
Don't make me go next.
Tim Lanning's here.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him, as well.
Andy Gower.
Hi. It's me. She, her. Thank you.
Nika's ready to get down to business tonight. She's like,
is that how you interpret that? I interpret it as, I'm embarrassed about podcasting.
I'm shy. No, Nika says she's ready to get in it.
Okay, I apologize.
I got so excited. I don't know why the first time. And then Bachman said his thing. And
that's why I had to push you to the end.
Every time we intro our podcast, it's terrifying and a struggle.
It doesn't have to be.
No, that gives it the flavor, the terror of it at the beginning. That's what makes it so good.
Okay. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast.
Yeah.
Putting it on your iPods. Means a lot to us.
And your Zunes.
Your Zunes, yeah. You know, we used to say this at the end, but if you wanted to give out a big schlopping five-star rating review wherever you can, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Gen Con and Origins, most likely.
Or at least some
of them. Neither of us will be at all. We won't be at all of them. We won't have the same people at both.
Yeah.
There'll be a smattering at both.
Yes.
If you threw the group on a wall, whichever one of us stick to each convention, those are the ones that you'll see.
Yeah. That's how it'll go. Uncertain whether I'll be able to go to them since I'm starting a new job, but I'm going to try my best to go to Gen Con.
Nika and I might go to both. And then we have a couple wild cards out there, friends. A couple wild cards.
I would love to go to Gen Con. I just don't know if I can take off that much time in one single month.
It's tough. What if you just took the whole month off? Because then you're really, if you think about it, you're not taking off a whole bunch of time. You're just taking
off
just one time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, again, everyone, it's legally, if you think about it, your fault that Michael cannot take a month off because you did not get our Patreon to $36,000.
What the hell?
That's true.
But what can you do? Patreon.com/D&D podcast. Apparently Nika's recording another episode of that Foaming Tankard show. That is so good.
Wow.
I'm jealous. There was a season I didn't even know about.
Just to roll it back just a tiny bit.
Okay.
We're going to have a Drink Staggers booth at Orange.
Whoa.
Nice.
So get hyped for that.
That's so cool.
That's so exciting. I gotta make a booth. I've gotta invent a booth.
If you're here in twitch.tv/geeklyinc, goddammit, then you can enter the very fancy offer code #diehard. And those of you listening to this Monday, June 21st. Please do your goddamnedest to come out on Twitch on the 22nd.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be very special.
Wink. It'll be good for us.
Please.
Yeah, it'll help us. Maybe.
Our fucking games finally got to the warehouse. So we're recording this on June 15th, and they showed up yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So those should hopefully be in the mail very soon.
Mm.
And if you want to order them, you can go to drinksanddaggers.com.
Yeah, if you're lucky, Jennifer and I will break into the warehouse and rub our little butts on it.
Because that's true.
We're moving to the place for where the warehouse is.
That's right. So. We can go visit them and pat them.
Yeah,
give him
that's
a kiss.
Why you guys are moving.
That's why we're moving.
we got to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Like, I was like, you guys really don't have
to. Yeah, we do have to move to St. Louis and buy a house there so we could watch over Drinks and Daggers, but we do it because we love it.
Yeah.
It's very kind of you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Twitch, hashtag diehard. Like I always said, there's 0% chance you'll ever win the dice. So what you want to do is go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code when you check out of Greetings Jun. That'll give you 15% off your entire order. Wow. 15% off? That's wild. If you buy enough dice, that's more than you'd get if you won tonight. If in a weird way, kind of.
I hope I win.
Because you're going to buy the dice anyway.
You got to buy
you
the
dice. You're going to buy
the dice. Listen, you're going to buy.
No, we're all only so strong, and you're going to buy some dice.
Yeah. So, and of course, if you win, tell them that we sent you specifically. Oftentimes, they give you little delicious treats. Yada, yada, yada.
So Susie points out, just so everyone knows, she's been coming into the stream for 30 years and she's never won the dice.
That's true.
And Susie is
except next week where you'll have like a 99% chance of winning if you show up.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Just so you know,
it's just
next
a special
week.
Day.
Looks like did give out three next week. Okay. Michael, let's give out a copy of Drinks and Daggers
extra.
Too.
Yeah.
You can do that. I can do it.
I'll give away Jennifer's copy.
What? Well, I guess if we both have one.
We don't need two.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And then Jennifer will give away my copy. Anyways.
No.
all right. Thank you so much to Dare to Dank. You just won the delicious dice. Congratulations, nice. Dare to be Dank. Dare to be Dank. That makes sense. I can read.
Congratulations, Dare to be Dank.
Wait, didn't Dare to be Dank, didn't they say that was their first time
in the stream?
In the chat?
They did.
Wow.
Wow. See that?
Wow. I've been coming to every stream and...
That's the best way to make sure that you will win dice is if you just come to
everyone. True, that's true, actually. No, thank you so much, everyone, for entering. Thank you so much to Die Hard for letting us become a dice affiliate when you use our offer code GreetingsJun, or whatever the month it is that you're in. Really got to get one that doesn't change. Fuck. A little bit goes to us, and we're so thankful. You know, maybe Jennifer and I will use it to buy novelty drink coasters for our new house.
Okay. I don't know if that's really compelling to people.
Yes, so.
We might use it to buy a Lucy and Laser new cat equipment.
Yes.
A new cat treat.
Now that we've given away some dice... Why don't we roll some dice with Michael? A d20 specifically.
I got a 10, Michael.
I rolled a 5. Thank God.
Anyone else? Anyone else roll?
Nope.
Bachman, you go first.
We should use like roll 20 just for this.
I know. You always say like, why didn't you go first? As if I can't lie. But I rolled a 19, so...
Oh, thank God, I rolled a 14.
Yikes!
You hate to see it.
Yikes!
What'd you get, Michael?
I didn't roll. Mike Bachman.
Oh, my God.
What happened last week?
What didn't happen last week?
On the Greetings Adventurers podcast.
Holy shit, it was an episode to be remembered. Which
does
is,
it feel like it was a long time ago?
Why, like, literally, why does it feel like this week lasted it feel for like a month? That?
I got real drunk on Saturday.
It feels like it was forever ago.
It feels like a thousand years. Well, I mean, so the important thing is that we saw a mech version of my mom, River Grey, and we fought them. I'm helping Bachman.
That whole thing was just so I could do, she's, because she can step on people, and it was a whole, just a joke, so, like, she's stepping on someone.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't fight her.
Mm. I mean, worth big, it.
Big thing. Well, let me read what the wiki says. Warning, you are not logged in. Your IP address will be publicly visible if you make any edits. If you log in or create an account, your edits will be That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Like, I don't know if that's what happened.
I guess that is what we did.
Yeah.
Mr. Red says it, it's true.
So we were fighting a mech, sort of fighting a mech, but really just running from a mech, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Went through a doorway, and then the mech started, like, just blasting the wall down. There was an elevator that I feel was severely misrepresented to me.
More of a platform.
Yeah. There will always be doors in my heart. Everybody flew except for Scud. And I don't remember what was at the top. The end of the episode, maybe?
Yeah. There were many tanks on top with familiar faces in them.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's clone tanks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There are clone tanks because this is Bigby's house. That he mm-hmm. Bigby's pocket dimension, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That he lives in.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, I remember Seltzer Wimblepuck for sure. There was a clone. I believe there was a Trant Thumble clone. Mm-hmm.
There was a Trant Thumble.
Was there a Tom?
We think there was a Tom.
There was a Dragonborn, right?
There was a baby Dragonborn.
A baby Dragonborn with a tail.
With a tail.
With a tail. So we think this is a Tom son. A Tom baby number 32. Who knows?
Is that where the last name Thompson comes from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
from our podcast.
Yeah,
why is there a P in that?
And then there was a teleportation circle that just lit up, and we all dripped exactly 2 drops of PP.
Yeah, yeah, we were definitely getting stressed. And just to recap, too, who is here at this moment from our crew?
I believe there was also a Bigby clone.
Oh, a Bigby clone in the tank. Mm, yes, that is important to remember. But right now, it's Rowan and Scud and Lonnie and Adira's here and Toby and Hobie mm-hmm. as a pit fiend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie had created a tree man, I think.
A through vein.
And he did sacrifice himself bravely for us.
He talked slow. It was fine. It was his time.
Yep.
I know it wasn't, but I imagine that tree to be a willow now. Like, willows just seem like kind of slow talking trees.
Like, they can just like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can whack you. Good.
Mm-hmm. They can womp you.
They can, exactly. They can womp so good.
Like, read another book.
No.
Was that a rights-free Darude sandstorm you were
yes.
doing there?
Yes.
Because Jennifer did that little...
Yeah, every willow tree is always just, if you listen close enough, there's Durde Stan
That's
Storm
so
playing.
True.
Yeah.
So, you're in Bigby's wizard laboratory. You see these clone tanks. You see the teleportation circle, which lights up.
Crap.
And 3 figures appear inside of it. Seltra Wimblepuck.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Seltra Wimblepuck.
Oh.
Fuck.
Wait, what?
And what appears to be Tom the Dragonborn.
What? Wait, there are 2 Seltra Wimblepucks and a Tom?
2 Seltras and a Tom.
Oh, no. Because Seltra is a wizard, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, that seems... We gotta take her out ASAP.
If he doesn't get to them and punch them, it's fine. And I'm sure this Tom is just a shitty clone. Nothing like the original.
Nothing
so
like
it shouldn't be a big deal.
Boy.
I mean, not that the original was a clone. Or maybe it was.
We don't know. That's the whole thing. We don't know. We don't know.
Hmm.
Tom goes, what the fuck?
Hey, Seltra, what's up? What are you doing? You come here often?
I see you have invaded our inner sanctum. And you shall pay for it. pay dearly with your lives.
Hey, you tried that once. Did it work?
Kind of worked.
No, look, I'm back and I'm much spookier.
What's with your eyeball?
Oh, if you're smart, you would know. Sounds like you're not smart. In 100 years, I'll be smarter and smarter and smarter, and you'll be nothing. You'll be dirt.
Or will you be dirt?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to live forever. Motherfuckers.
Tom goes, you want me to kill these guys?
Oh, my God.
That's what Tom sounds like.
That's what Tom sounds like. Hey, friend, don't.
It's good. Excuse me. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Dragonborn don't typically have tails.
Fuck you.
He just swore.
Dad!
He pulls out a huge greatsword with red runes.
Uh-oh.
All down it.
Oh, crap.
That's cool.
And he licks it.
Ah! Can we roll initiative, Michael? I'm stressed out.
I'm ready.
Sometimes yeah. I want to talk.
Ready, fight.
So no, other times I want to punch. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, this is not a talking situation, I don't think.
I want revenge.
When has Toby ever wanted to punch?
Ooh.
Hobie will go on my turn, Michael, just so it's easier. If that's okay with you.
Sure.
Happy to also do it the other way.
Have we healed or anything?
I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
Michael, I got a 19 initiative.
I thought we slept. We slept after the Tarrasque, I thought.
I mean, yeah, after the Tarrasque.
Okay.
There wasn't a lot of damage, but yeah.
Oh, the robot? Of course not.
I got hit by it.
Yeah, but come on. That was like a second. That was 2 seconds ago.
And I just cast a spell.
Oh, yeah. Can we ask them, Michael, if we can sleep for 8 hours and if they would kindly not?
Can you guys just chill here for while we take a little quick nap.
You can sleep forever.
Michael, I got an 11 initiative.
I got a 24.
Wow.
I got a 15.
I got 19.
From the ground.
Every time it makes me laugh and I'm mad about it.
I said it on another podcast when you went around. Or
yeah,
maybe just hang out.
I still laugh. I think it was on Dear Internet.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lonnie. You speedy devil, you're up first.
Okay. He looks like foe, not friend. Like, we could, I don't know. I always wanted to wrestle a gator.
Like, this is close enough.
Oh, my God. I think I'm gonna. I want to go and.
Can I get a wisdom saving throw from you, Lonnie?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm just thinking about Lonnie wrestling a Tom right now. And it's just like, I imagine just. It's just a tangle of limbs and tails sticking up. It's like
it's a dirt pile with just arms.
Yeah, exactly. Oh shit!
You won't like me. I got a 26. I rolled a 15 plus 11.
Okay, cool. What do you do?
I think I just want to go. Yeah, I just want to go like wrestle with him and punch at him. But I guess wrestle and try to stun him.
Oh, that'd be so sick if you did that.
Okay.
Oh shit.
Okay, does a 25 hit him?
Yes, a 25 hits him.
Okay, I'm assuming that a 13 does not.
Does not.
Okay. So he has to make a DC 19 con saving throw.
Okay. He's got a lot of constitution.
Fuck.
He got a 29.
Whoa!
Okay, well, shit. He's...
Because all the garbage he eats.
Not stunned, but he does take...
You trying to stun me?
Yeah. I just thought, why not? I did it on a few people, and I thought, you know, I wanted to see what you look like if you were maybe like a taxidermy gator.
I'm trying to find Tom. I'm trying to find a stunner.
He's like
it's
this,
just like Deeper
right?
Bachman.
Yeah, it's like
stunner.
I don't even know that I could do it anymore. How many years has it been?
It's been a long time.
Bachman's he's a different man now.
It's very much Kel from Good Burger.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I hate gnolls.
Yeah,
I hate gnolls.
That's your phrase that you got to go back to.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Home of the Good Burger.
Do you want to die?
It's now turning into Batman.
Do you want to get fucked?
Oh my god.
In my brain now, Tom has become a gator fully. He's literally just that big gator in Peter Pan to me.
Too spooky.
13 damage, Michael.
Alright, so is that...
That's it. Yeah, that's my turn.
You guys, it's a pretty good hit, but watch this.
No.
he swings his greatsword at you. Although, also, you didn't say you were invisible.
I'm not. I didn't turn invisible because I had to use key point to do stunning strike. But I guess I could move away. Like,
I don't know. I didn't say it.
But would Lonnie want to? I feel like Lonnie
I don't think
wants...
she would. Yeah, she no, wants to I stay like next Lonnie to her be... gator friend. She, like, she loves Tom. She wants
Yeah, I feel like
Tom
she felt an immediate affinity for Tom.
Swamp creatures.
It just makes, yeah, these are, yeah, they're swamp friends.
Yeah, yes. Oh, my God. I was going to say, it's not, like, a familiar, but it's just, like, an non-humanoid swampkin.
Yes, yes. Like, in another life, you guys could be hanging out together in the swamp.
As Michael would say, your persona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say. Does a 20 hit your armor class?
No.
A flurry of swings of the old greatsword. I'm going to assume that a 26 does hit your armor class.
I mean, if you were to assume that, you would be making the ass out of me. You're correct.
Swings his greatsword 5 times at you.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's a lot of times.
It hits twice.
Okay. Take that.
I hate it.
First one is a 15.
Okay.
And the second one's 11.
So 26.
Yes, ma'am.
That makes me feel old, Michael. Am I old?
Yes, mom. Yes, granny.
Please call me a nana.
That's a cool grandma name for sure.
All right, Rowan.
So Rowan brandishes her rapier and casts Skill Wind Strike. So I picked our three enemies, the two Seltras and Tom, and none of my friends. So basically I flourish my weapon and then to the rest of the room I disappear because I'm real quick doing sword stuff. So now I'm gonna make a melee spell attack against each of them. So let me attack first. Seltzer Wimblepuck 1. 19 against her.
That wait, hold on.
Say it. Oh, actually, haha. I actually had advantage, so let me roll that again. Ooh, okay, all right, that's much better. That's a 26.
Shit.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Because, yeah, since on my first turn during combat, I have advantage on attack rolls against creatures that have not yet acted. So both the Seltras, I should have advantage, right? Because it's still my first turn.
That's correct.
So let me attack Seltzer number 2. Oh, my Lord. I rolled really bad. 16, unfortunately.
16 is not quite gonna do it.
Okay, now against Tom.
Don't hit Tom.
No, yeah, no.
He's just a little guy.
20?
20 hits.
Woo! Okay, cool. I'm gonna do 6d10 force damage against Seltzer 1 and Tom. And I'm gonna just Google roll that one. Okay, 24 damage. Force damage.
You probably add your god damage to it too, right?
Yes, I do. You're right.
Tim, stop helping
her. No, you stop helping her.
All right, fine.
Meaning Seltzer.
So that's an additional 10. So 34 force damage to Seltzer 1 and Tom.
Sam.
Yeah. That was my action. So I'm assuming I can still do my... use my dancing rapier as a bonus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would like to do it to Seltzer... Should I try to do it to Seltzer 2 so I can damage her?
Seltzer accept.
Seltzer
accept. Toby can tell which one is real.
Oh, but I wouldn't necessarily know, right?
Yeah, I didn't take it on my turn, or before we
started. Well, I'll go ahead and damage the one that's already damaged. I feel like that's usually better, get someone out of the way completely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, our one fucking one.
Don't do that.
I did, nothing happened.
Jeez, Jennifer.
Wow.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You just like drop the rapier on the ground?
So this is what visually happens. You... Rowan, like, ha-ha, with her little rapier, and then you can see, like, pew, 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 her try, and you see, like, blood spurt out on Seltzer 1. You see blood spurt out. I did the Zoro.
Okay.
But I did an R, though. I did an R for Rowan.
Oh. Okay.
I scratched RG onto their bodies, like, somewhere. Their torso or their back. So you see blood spurt out, and then I get back to my spot that I was in. And I try to throw my rapier to hit the first Seltra, but it just comes back like a boomerang. It doesn't hit her at all. And Rowan's like, I meant to do that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's HIMS. .com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Okay, well, now it's Zeltra's turn.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
We're screwed. It's been a good campaign, y'all.
She is going to cast Chain Lightning.
Counterspell. Oh. Counterspell. Counterspell.
Counterspell?
Yeah. Punk.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that you have to roll something, right?
Yeah.
I think he just has to say he wants to do it, and he gets to do it.
Yeah, I think if he, like, wants to, then,
yeah,
then he gets it.
She casts it at 7th level.
What? That sucks.
That seems really high.
She's just, like, showing off.
Yeah, she wanted to fucking wreck you.
Oh, that's so mean. I need to get a 9, I think. I got a 16. So I got a 22, so I counter it.
It's been countered.
So that's 10 plus the spell's level.
You have countered.
Woo.
Hey, that's what I thought, you little butthole. Get out of here. And I kind of like flip it away. Maybe like the lightning goes around my finger for a little bit, and it's like flick it off, and it zaps in the wall.
She glowers at you.
Hee-hee-hee.
Scud.
I think there's only one thing that I can do that's really going to turn the tables of this fight. And Scud reaches into his pocket.
Oh boy.
Pulls out an object. This hand of mine is burning red.
What is he doing?
I'm playing a card.
Deck of many things.
Why?
One card every episode.
I guess you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I want to apologize.
Oh, I gain plus 10 to all persuasion or intimidate rolls until another card is drawn. Maybe not one card every episode. And then I make a tiny Tom the Dragon board with my spiritual weapon.
Sick. Does it get to do anything?
Yeah, I think very much like a baby Groot. Kind of like,
I hate gnolls!
It's got a Ryan. Yeah, it doesn't attack. Let me figure out what level I'm going to cast it at.
Holy shit.
12th level.
The baby Tom in the clone tank puts its hands and face up against the side of the tank. And it seems very... I know that's not really what happens, but...
Yeah, I wanted to jump on Tom's tail. And 18? 18 hit?
18 does not hit.
Okay, so it's a wild jump and a miss.
All right. Well, then we will go to Toby and Hobie.
Okay. Michael, I will use my evil eye to figure out which one is real, please.
The one that has not, or the one that has attacked and been attacked is the real one.
Okay, so the one that has RG written on their belly or something.
Yeah,
like
on
that.
Their ass.
Rowan, you stabbed the real one. Everyone kill that one. Also, I too, my hand burns with anger or whatever. And Toby flies up and, well, actually, mix it.
I hold out the deck to Toby. You want to draw?
You got me last time with a piece of gum, and that was bad.
You try and pull a card out, it just makes a farting sound.
You electrocuted me.
I mean, as an aside, I would love for any of you to draw cards out of this deck, so just let me know.
No.
Can we?
Come on.
Do the effects apply to us, Michael, or Bachman?
No, it's to the person who draws the card. There's great stuff in here.
Oh, I'm sure. Toby jumps off his broom, and his hand, his bad one, glows bright, and he tries to punch the real Seltra. And he gets a 23.
What is he doing? He's just punching?
Yes.
Is he casting? It's not a spell?
It is not a spell.
All right. A 23 hits.
Okay. They need to make a constitution saving throw, please.
21!
Okay, so Toby jumps off, kind of like grabs Seltra's neck, lifts her off the ground for a second, and all of this horrifically scary light kind of like comes out of his hand from her, but she does something and it stops. And Toby is very, very mad. Like, God damn it! Hobie, eat her! And she passed her saving throw. Good for her. And then Hobie's gonna bound over like a happy puppy on Daddy Drop Steak Day. And
the best day of the year.
Will do a big bite. Does a 20 hit her?
20 does hit.
Yeah. All right. She takes 23 piercing damage. She make another con saving throw, please.
Not as good. That's a 15.
Okay. Well, you should have rolled that before because fuck you. All right. She is now poisoned. Should have done this first because And on top of that, you cannot regain hit points, and you take 21 poison damage on the start of each of her turns.
Jeez.
All right, so she has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks. Saving throws are not that, so that's fine. He's going to do a claw. Does a 24 hits. You said that before. Mm-hmm. 15 slashing, Michael.
Ouch.
And 28 mace. That is 13 bludgeoning and 24 fire damage.
Wow.
And then he spins around in a little circle and hits her, 32. And that's another 23 bludgeoning damage.
That's so many attacks.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's cool. I love him. And I love my DM for letting me have it more. To be safe, Toby's going to Misty Step away, Michael, tomorrow.
Okay.
If you'll allow me to kind of do their things at the same time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. He Misty Steps away, whatever, it's 30 feet. And that is my two turns.
Well, you did a lot of damage.
Thank you. Let's just say if I would have, or if she would have failed, then really cool.
That would have been cool, I'm sure. Damn. He'll have to just hit her next time.
Yeah.
Seltrix sets up and she mazes Hobie.
That's rude.
Hobie?
I cast Counterspell.
You already cast Counterspell.
This is after my turn, though.
Oh, that's after your turn. Okay, Counterspell.
And I probably know what it is, so I'm going to cast it at... I probably don't want to do that. And I don't think I get a bonus to my roll. So I was casting at third level, Michael.
Well, Seltra, other Seltra is going to counterspell your counterspell.
What? Okay. Well, that's okay. Yeah, so there's probably like all sorts of weird spell fireworks going back and forth.
Oh, man. Yeah, the room is just full. It's like that scene in Sleeping Beauty where they're like, make it pink, make it blue. And there's just like blue clouds everywhere.
Like when I'm the only wizard here. I mean, when Scott and I are the only wizards here.
There's four wizards here.
All right, well, we swing back around to Lonnie.
Oh, shit. I'm going to turn invisible and throw a bean.
Not to be outdone.
Right, well, I mean...
It's bean time, baby!
I feel like Lonnie doesn't maybe know what happened with Scud, but knows that it's bean time.
Why are you throwing a bean?
Every time you have a card, you have a bean. I don't know.
She's gonna kill us.
A campfire with blue flames springs forth and burns for 24 hours or until it's extinguished.
Yay!
Nice job, Lonnie.
Can it be like right next to Tom so it gets his hiney, like not hot, but just like perfectly toasty?
He likes it.
I love this. Just to confirm, Tom's trying to kill us right now. And I want Tom to be toasty too, but I want to make sure we all are in agreement that he must be destroyed.
Oh, no, he is.
I mean...
he raises his tail up to warm his cloaca.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he loves it.
Hot crotch.
What if he could be redeemed?
We can fix
this. This is not his redemption arc.
I am kind of confused where our loyalty should lie, because we tried to kill the other Toms in the past, and they're bad. We liked our Tom, to an extent.
Maybe we can
fix him. He was a weirdo. He just killed people randomly.
He got better about it.
he'd learned.
All right, well, speaking of Tom, it is Tom's turn, and his target has disappeared on him. So he's turning his attention to someone else.
I felt very nostalgic when you just said it's Tom's turn. I'm not going to lie.
Aww.
Did it move a little bit?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. He goes for Scud.
Oh, boy.
Michael, do I need to tell you that I'm flying? I forget what we decided.
You have to say if you're doing something.
Fuck.
I'm a real stickler.
Michael gets so freaking mad.
He's so mad. He loves taxes.
Yeah. All right, Scud. Tom runs up to you and swings his greatsword four times.
I dodge it.
You can't. Ooh. I got a critical hit.
Whoa, that's too much.
Are you sure? On which one?
The first one?
Okay.
And then, let's see, does a 20 hit your armor class?
Actually, shit. It might not. It doesn't. I have armor class. I have AC now.
All right.
All right. Well, his first two hit, but his second two misses. Although when he crits, the red runes on his greatsword light up as he slices into your flesh.
How does it slice, though? Does it, like, make a noise? Is it, like...
Is it, like, a baloney?
Oh, man.
It makes this noise right now.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything either.
All right. So let me roll the damage.
Come on.
Crit, let me roll that damn ad.
Just do 180 damage to me and get it over with.
No.
The crit is actually, it does 16 slashing damage, but then the runes light up and he seems to be siphoning energy from your body. Ah! And you take an additional 10 necrotic damage, and he seems to gain strength from it.
Now, Michael, having spent most of my time in a monastery with lots of books, an Uthgarian monastery, famously worshiping Uthgar, with that party being so famous, I probably like read stuff about Tom. Like, I've never met Tom, but I probably got like some knowledge of Tom, right?
Yeah, it's a statue.
Yeah, there's a golden statue.
He does have a statue.
I mean, Michael, it's up to you, actually. I'm sorry. Yeah,
sure, you can know about Tom.
Okay. I intentionally appear to enjoy it.
his eyebrows raise a bit. So you're going to take a total of 30 slashing damage and 10 necrotic damage.
What, Michael?
And he seems to gain strength from it.
Stop that.
It's kind of counterproductive.
Stop that.
He was, you like that?
Oh, this goodness. Is great. I feel bad for you, you know, I know how much you like being close to death.
Oh, I'll get there. Okay. I have no doubt.
Okay. What is happening?
Bone each other.
All right, me first, and then you. All right, let's go.
My goodness, so horny.
Rowan, you're up.
Wow. Okay. So I would like to cast Hail of Thorns, and then I'm going to try to hit Seltzer 1 with my oath bow. But I'm not going to go full on. She's my mortal enemy yet. So I feel like I not need to save that. 23
hits, Jennifer.
Yay! Okay, cool.
23 hits, Jennifer.
Whoa! Oh no! I'm dead. So who's is within 5 feet of Seltzer Wimblepuck, because they're gonna also get hit.
My good friend Hobie.
No, he's gone.
He's mazed.
Oh, he's in hell.
He's gone. He's gone. We're gonna have to deal with that later.
I forgot about that.
Cool. Okay, so I'm.
I think probably the Seltzers are probably. I mean, I think I don't. I haven't said any of them moved other than.
So they're probably Tom. Like close to each other then.
So the two Seltzers are probably close.
Hell
to each
yes.
Other.
Yeah. I'm rolling this analog because I don't trust the Google anymore. I rolled okay. 40 damage to both Seltzers then.
Oh shit.
Okay. I'm a human being.
Yeah, I disagree.
No, I am. Okay. And, you know, I don't know everything. For instance, I don't know what happens to Seltzer, etc. when Seltzer 1 dies.
No!
Yeah. So is Seltzer, etc. a simulacrum?
Yes.
All right. Let me bring it up. I think nothing.
Yeah, right? It's just...
Yeah.
It just keeps existing? It doesn't necessarily go away?
I believe so. Yeah, actually, I know so because it's a plot point in an adventure that I don't have to tell you about. Michael, I do something quite fucked up right now.
I'm not done, by the way.
You killed someone.
Okay.
Seltzer is dead.
All right, you Michael. Seltzer. I want to do something that's
Lord.
Quite naughty, and she has it coming.
Oh, boy.
I cast Soul Cage. Toby reaches into his sack. His haversack and pulls out this kind of just this kind of like a bird cage, but it's circular, and he opens it.
An orb.
Yeah.
A cage orb.
It's like so Pokemon that we might get sued, actually.
Is this a different color?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, is it like sparkly instead of like white and red?
Yeah, I mean, or? It just looks like, it looks like really, really janky, like really bootleg.
Like super knockoff.
Yeah, yeah. Super knockoff.
The paint is bad.
Exactly. So yeah, I snatch her soul as it dies.
Can you do this when it's not your
it's
turn?
It's a reaction.
It's a reaction. Wow. Okay.
Yes. So I'm like, your soul is mine, like Shang Tsung.
Sorry, real quick. I will read out loud to you the casting time on this, which is, one reaction would you take when a humanoid you can see within 60 feet of you dies?
Yeah, not a lot of...
So when Toby sees a death, he can choose to do this.
Yeah, not a lot of spells have that trigger. But I'm like, ah! And then I kind of like shake it, like, you stupid fool, I got you. I'm gonna be forever. You can't go in your tank. I told you you'd be dirt.
Wow. Well, with my second action, I'm just going to do a regular old oathbow, longbow attack on Seltra 2, Seltra Etc.
She's furious. Seltra Etc. is furious.
Good. I don't freaking care. I hope she's mad.
Michael.
Timothy.
Remember, she's not an exact clone, so she doesn't have her top spell slot. Or whatever spell slot it takes to make Simulacrum. Very important, Michael. Very important. And Simulacrums can't regain spell slots. Except for, you house ruled, they can. So, of course you know everything.
Every single thing. Seltra did
behind the screen, so it's up to you.
So, that's a 22 against Seltra, etc.
That hits.
Cool. So... let me roll some sweet little D8. Really get her ass. Ooh. One. So that's 25 damage to Siltra, etc.
Okay, she does not like it.
Okay, So this will give a little view of what has just happened right now. So Rowan shoots off an arrow that, let's just say for the cinema of it, kind of like splits. Like, you see the one arrow, and then it just turns into, like, so many thorns on both the Seltras. But Seltra 1, the true Seltra, she just expires, and that's when Toby sucks up her soul. Mm. Seltra 2, pissed as hell. I shoot an arrow, like, directly between her titties.
Oh, God.
It's, like, gonna be really, like, exactly, like, where her, like, bra would be sitting. Like, it's gonna be very uncomfortable.
If she survives, it's gonna be so
very
itchy.
Uncomfortable. She's gonna be fucking pissed.
Rude. You did an equally evil thing as me.
I did. Yeah, it was capturing a soul, is injuring someone where their bra will rub on it.
I agree.
Chat says Toby's already used his reaction.
No.
Which might be correct.
Oh, I did.
But I missed it, so I'm just gonna...
I did. I meant not to.
I'm just gonna let it go because I missed it.
It wow. didn't work, though, Michael. And by that point, I technically did
Listen,
think about it.
You guys in the chat are just like a kid that's like, you guys on the homework.
Hey, you know, it's... I keep me humble, you know?
Listen, we've all cheated by accident, okay?
I did.
We've all done crimes. I missed it.
And it was too cool not to let it happen.
It was fun. So.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't use the time that I could have sent Bananas Fosters to hell because I wanted to, you know, basically do what was nice. And that was a mistake. I should have cheated and done that because it wouldn't have mattered and it would have been funny.
So Rowan's done?
I'm done now. I've done. I really brought down a world of pain on the two soldiers.
You did.
Oh, and I'm reading here. I have infinite reactions. That's weird. Okay.
Oh, man. It's just, yeah, it says it in the character
sheet. It's because I fucked a Merrill list.
Dear Tim, you have infinite reactions. Mm-hmm. Signed,
mm-hmm.
Big B.
Signed, Big B. I don't know why I'm helping you.
Scud.
Okay.
It's your turn, Scud.
I want to talk to this Tom here.
There's a Tom.
Yeah.
Who just sucked some of your soul. The sword.
I don't even notice anybody else. For right now, there's only Scud and Tom in this room.
Hey, Tom, you know, I know what you're into. And I know what your goals are, and I think that there's a way that we can make this work. See, my friend over there, Toby, I say all of this within 6 seconds. see my friend Toby over there,
why are you talking?
Did you see how he just grabbed that soul?
Oh, I saw it.
You can't get any closer to the precipice of death than having your soul ripped from your body at the exact moment you die. It's like an endless orgasm for
for eons. And that can be yours too. You just gotta, you know, just gotta help us out.
Hey, you fucking with me, bro?
I would never.
Cause that sounds too good to be true.
Can I roll a persuasion?
Oh god.
He holds up the card and flashes. It's a Monopoly card that says plus 10 to the beauty chest. I mean,
that was a nat 20.
Oh my god.
Nat 20 plus 18, Michael.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even think bananas rolled a higher persuasion.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That might be like
that
the
might be
highest.
Close to the highest roll we've done on the show.
Yeah.
How was it plus 18? Good for you.
Wow.
Well, he's because he had plus 10 for,
me. For my
yeah.
card.
His card.
That's so cool.
Wow. Wow.
That's fucked up.
He goes, you're sure about this?
I've never been more sure of anything in my entire life.
Well, I'm an abomination anyway, so fuck it. And he jams the hilt of his sword into the ground, and then he just falls down onto
oh
it.
Oh my
wow.
god!
And he goes, oh, as it's
what the
sliding
fuck?
Through his heart.
As he's dying, oh no, Toby already used his reaction.
Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
Oh, yeah, I can't do it. I already cheated once, so I try not to cheat too many times, buddy.
Oh,
sorry, bro. If you try not to die, I'll do it again.
Call me Mr. Butterfingers.
Oh my god.
I whisper to Scud's head telepathy. Oh, I can get that soul. Do you want that soul? I can get that soul. It's going over there. We can get that soul. Just give me 6 seconds. I'll get that soul, bud.
Get it.
Okay.
The little baby Tom, I'm gonna say it happens instantly. Little baby Tom stirs in the clone tank.
Oh, I'm gonna do something so fucked up to it.
No, we have to capture him. He's ours now. This is our
no,
job.
It's bad.
Oh, I forgot to make the spiritual weapon. The tiny Tom do something. It sees big Tom dying and sheds a single tear.
No.
Hey, maybe attack the other wizard in the Seltzer too. Who is this? You know, whatever. There's no wrong answer.
Half-hearted swing at the other.
Roll a d12.
I did roll a 2, actually.
Plus?
Well, plus 11.
Ooh.
13.
You miss. Toby and Hobie.
All right, Hobie, I was reading, does not come back because of the death. He comes back because he rolled a 25, but that's his turn. Toby flies over to the tank, seeing the moving little boy, and using his evil hand and his 20 strength, punches through glass and breaks baby Tom's neck.
Oh!
Wow!
Can baby Tom make a constitution saving throw?
Oh my goodness.
I don't think baby Tom I don't think he could make a constitution saving throw.
All right.
I think he's going to fail.
Okay. So Toby freaking goes in, you hear like you start to hear a snap, but then the weird energies from his hands, and then you just hear like slorps as Toby rips the young unfinished clone and waves it around because Toby has melted all of this boy's bones in his body. He has no more bones and throws the ground. It drops with a sickening thud.
Oh.
Takes out another cage, traps that soul.
Oh my god! I'm scared of Toby now.
And he kind
of
like turns around as he has like two glowing souls are green. We all know that's true. And his, like, one evil eye is, like, kind of, like, very, very bright as he's staring over his shoulder, looking at the next Seltra.
He doesn't say anything, but you can read in baby Tom's face that he's thinking, even for me, this is fucked up, bro.
But in a weird way, you know, he wanted to get inside Soul Ball, and, you know, here he is. It's not great there, I will say that. It's
inside of the Soul Ball?
Yeah.
The Pokemon lied to us?
Yeah, I can do bad things to the souls in there.
Oh boy.
All right. Okay. And then I'm going to get on my broom and I'm going to hide behind a box.
Hide behind a box?
Or like maybe another tank. I don't know. Frick.
All right.
I feel like Toby just went full Homelander. He's like, he's evil now. Bad.
Does he drink a glass of milk?
Oh, oh my God, gross. Oh.
He drinks a glass of strawberry milk, chocolate milk.
So she, Seltra, could still see you because you didn't hide. You potentially have partial cover because you're behind a box. Is that fair to say?
No.
You would have to do a stealth roll to, for her not to be able to see
She knows
you.
Where I am, but she doesn't have line of sight to me, is how I interpret that.
Because it's a big room.
I'm just a little guy. She can move to find me. That's I think that's easy.
Okay. So she changes her angle so that she can see you.
Yeah.
And then she's going to cast Disintegrate on you.
No, don't!
You have to make a dex saving throw, I mm-hmm. believe.
Now, Michael, can I cast a second reaction this turn? Or... No?
Well, no.
Oh, I got plus two there, man. I'm sure I'll be fine.
She's very angry at you because you have killed a lot of people in front of her.
No.
Well, you've trapped a lot of souls in front of her.
All right. Toby tries to dodge out of the way, does bad, hangs in the air for a second, and then his eyes go quite bright and golden. And I use my last luck point for the day. And I might have one more. Not important. And I get a natural 20 plus 3.
Okay.
As he flips out of the way, he's like, I didn't even know I could do that. Thanks, Garl Glittle Gold. I have one more luck point.
All right. I think that I don't think Disintegrate does half damage. So I think you are okay.
In Christ. That would have hurt so bad. I would have died.
You dodge it.
Ah!
Okay. So then we go to Lonnie.
So I guess I will go hit the Seltra. Does a 17 hit her?
A 17 does not.
Okay. Does a 25 hit her?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Does a 23 hit her?
Yes.
Wait, I rolled one extra dice. Forget that 23.
Damn.
I did roll a nat 20, though.
Oh, nice.
I also like the idea of Seltra just jumping in the air and then just dropping a disintegrate ray on my butt. That makes me laugh, too. There's a thousand ways to laugh.
50 damage.
Whoa!
To her. So Lonnie still has a lot of wrestling energy in her because she didn't get to take it out on Tom. So she invisible with the momentum from throwing the bean. She's going to use it to sling herself into a whirling tornado. An Arkansas twister. And she just sticks her arms out in the punches, and she lets the punches fly for what hits, but it's a whole bunch of same thing, kind of. There's dust that comes up, but it's cyclone. And Seltra, like, goes around the outside, and then every once in a while, three times, actually, her face will get, like, punch, kick.
Just punched.
Kick, yeah.
Try to crawl out like in a cartoon and then grabs her back in? That's my favorite cartoon.
Just drag right back in.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Exactly. And then I move away.
Okay. Rowan.
Right, so Seltra's still hanging in there. This faux Seltra.
Yeah.
Seltra, etc.
Just a Seltra, etc.
Just her. Okay.
She doesn't look good.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think of what makes the most sense to do to her.
Kick her.
I'm going to do a hail of thorns, but at a lower level to help. So, okay. That's good! 19?
A 19 does hit.
Woo! Okay. 26 damage.
What does it look like when you kill the other Seltra?
Hell yeah.
So, once again, Rowan rears back with the arrow and the thorns all come out. And they arrange themselves into a frowny face on Seltra Wimblepuck's torso.
Oh,
and
God.
She falls over.
Alright. You did it. You guys won. You killed the Seltras and the Tom. And the baby Tom. Is anyone going to talk to Toby about killing a baby?
Yeah, we definitely need to.
Is that going to be a discussion?
Not a real baby.
It's not a real baby.
Tim just, like, Tim just gave me shade for all the people that Tom killed, and then immediately turned around and snapped a baby's neck.
It's not a real baby.
Yeah.
You are real Toby?
Wait, yeah, we were born from clones. Are we no longer?
Tim's like,
Well, they go, it's not a real baby because it matures to like whatever age that Tom is in 6 months. It was just a small another version Tom. Of that Tom.
And you know what? There are just so many Tom clones out
there. Yeah, not a big deal.
But it was more that Rowan saw the look in Toby's eye, and it was very scary and bad.
What are you talking about?
Was it the melting the bones? Was it the melting the bones that upset her? Or?
Even Rowan was like, damn, dude. Also, Hobie's mazed. Does he come back?
No, he's been back.
Oh, okay. He came back.
We'll have to discuss it next week.
So many things.
I think we can all agree there's a lot to unpack here.
They're enemies, so I destroyed them.
It's more of that thing of like when your bud like goes berserk on mission, you're like, hey, man, are you all right? Yeah, are you okay?
You got something you want to talk about?
I wanted to kill them, so I did it.
We gotta send Toby to therapy. We're gonna do like they do with cops on SVU. Like, you're on paid leave and you gotta go to the therapist now.
When the question of like, would you go back in time and kill baby Trant comes up, like, we know what Toby's answer is.
Definitely kill.
Okay, Michael, I know you're trying to end it, but I shake the Tom soul ball. Is still in there. And then I'm like, are you mad at me? I'm using the query soul action for my soul ball.
Oh my god.
I ask the soul a question, no real action, and I receive a brief telepathic answer, which you can understand regardless of the language. The soul only knows what it knew in life, but it must answer you truthfully and to the best of its ability. The answer is no more than a sentence or two, and it might be cryptic. And I imagine my soul balls come in the form of like magic eight balls, so they answer that way. Are you mad at me?
It says, I was supposed to be nutting eternally. What the fuck?
That's pretty cryptic. Anyway, I'm not gonna insult her. She should be mad.
She's definitely mad.
I should use the card that lets me get a truthful answer to a question in meditation and be like, that was pretty fucked up, huh?
More of a comment than a question.
And the answer comes back and just like, yep.
Yep. Yeah, no, that was crazy.
Sure was.
So yeah, like we said, at the top of the horn, that's what they say. Thank you so much for leaving 5-star ratings and reviews around the internet. It means a lot to us. So, you know, we give a little kiss of appreciation back by reading the 5-star ones that we're able to acquire. So I believe the website, Chartable.
Thanks, Chartable.
Lipstick Blues says, what? Thank you. Started listening March 2020. Oof. And you guys and my Taylor Swift got me through a time of poor mental health and public pandemonium that aggravated my OCD and nihilism. The laughter y'all create brings so much joy, and even without the D&D group, I feel like I'm part of the campaign when I listen. I'm sad that I'll be waiting every week to listen to new episodes now that I've caught up, but binging was so fantastic. Thanks for making my senior year less terrible.
Yeah, we definitely read this one. Well, maybe it posted twice.
Congratulations.
You know what?
Yeah. You get a double. And may your dice always roll well, especially yours, Jennifer, 10 out of 10.
Thank you. I need all the help I can get. King Doc says, 5 stars. Good story, good laughs, good D&D, good people, good podcast. Highly recommend. I love it. I added that I love it again. I mean, I love the
movie. Michael's hot.
Michael is so hot, it says at the end.
What? Seriously?
What? Yeah, it says that.
JD Buffington says, I sure do love that good boy Jet. Yeah, this is mine. I'm going to read this.
Who knows what he means by that, though?
I'm not an OG slapper. I started listening when Toby first went into the jerkier and everybody had sex with everyone, maybe? I was hooked. That was the moment I knew. Not enough to listen to the back catalog. Who the hell has time like that? You'd be surprised.
Yeah, a lot of people.
What is this, a pandemic lockdown year? When will this get read? Who hears this in 20 years and wonders whatever happened to the airship? What is time?
That was a really philosophical one.
We're still using that airship, baby.
Yeah, that got super deep.
Whoa, that fucked me up. Thank you, though.
NDEV 1968 from the United States says, good food, good times. This is such an amazing show, from Bachman's mom bringing him delicious sounding meals to Bachman stealing his daughter's Halloween candy. This show has grown and only gotten better over the years.
This person likes when I get treats. That's...
Was there a point where your mom was bringing you treats on this
podcast? I think I recorded one time at my mom's house, and she like brought me dinner while I was recording.
Yeah, I feel like I remember that vaguely.
Yeah.
Noel Honeyman from the United States of America says, this is a 5-star review. I'm not reading all of this. It's way too long, but thank you very much. And I will make sure to read it off air.
That's the best. That's the you best got one.
Michael, it wasn't, Michael, it wasn't that wrong, it was like long short read though. It. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's just, all it does is go on and on about my new shirt. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it does say Michael's new shirt is so cool.
Yeah. Arbiter K says, this was the first podcast I listened to, and I'm so glad I happened upon it. The cast is funny and heartfelt, and the content is peak comedy. Great podcast, great listen, great people. Thank you.
Nice. Shane from Alabama says, hi, I'm Steve. Nice to meet you. Been listening since January. Started in episode 1 to get an idea of how to play and learn more, and fell in love with Tom and Tom. Finally caught up, and let me just say, wow, great cast, amazing DM. It really does say that. It really does say that. Wasn't a joke.
Well, yeah, now whenever they give frickin' Michael compliments, no one's going to believe it on me. Because
what? What are you talking about?
CJ Delivery says, along for the ride. Slabber here, listening to you guys all day on my Federal Express
route. Hell yeah!
That awkward moment when I'm laughing while driving, while delivering someone's package. They look at me like 8 spider legs have sprouted from my lower half. Love all that you do. Also, I'm a spider Federal Express driver.
Also, I am a spider.
I am a spider. Because that would be weird. Then I'd have 16 legs. You can understand.
Yeah. Hydrogenated B. That was hard. Hugo here. Borrowed B's phone. Best podcast ever. Let the chat wield the lathe of heaven. 5 stars.
Wonderful. Good job. Good boy Hobie via Apple Podcast from Australia says, haha, you fool. Good day from Australia. Had to dust off my old iTunes account, but I had to leave a review because Tim said so. Seriously, the best D&D podcast I've listened to. Anyone looking to spend 400 plus hours laughing to themselves should give these guys a listen. Love the well-timed humor and the affection the cast members have for each other. It is what makes this podcast a joy to listen to. Hope to one day make it to GeeklyCon, but we'll settle for listening to the Twitch stream. In the meantime, I can't thank you enough for all the laughs. And weirdly, they are from Australia and they didn't use the C word once.
Oh, wow, man, that's a shocker.
Go figure.
Mercer Lake DM says, this can't be real. I love this show. Slabber, check out the Twitch stream. These fine folks are some of the most entertaining people in the podcast universe. So happy to be a part of this community. Forget the last year of your life with 8 years of truly funny, unique gameplay. Listen to a cast, learn a game, and become best friends. Get ready for things to get dicey.
Yeah, because we're in December now, so people are really in that. Wow, 2020
wow, just flew by.
Kind of happened, didn't it?
Flew by. Yeah.
Did it happen?
Ken 213 says, freaking hilarious. Hi, guys. I've been listening to you guys since April 2020, starting from the slabs, and I just made it to episode 248. Part 2 of the Bachelorette Parties. I was going to wait until I was caught up to review. Don't hate me, Tim. He does. But Harper coming back to visit Jayla had me in tears so bad I had to pull my car over on a 30-minute commute home. This podcast has me laughing hysterically 1 minute and crying the next. Thank you for being here during these crazy times. Keep on being amazing, guys.
Don't tell us what to do.
You know, you don't like it when I ask you to review. I don't like it when you say thanks. Wait, what? No, thank you again, everyone, so much for leaving.
Well, I got one more.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm so rude to you.
I got one last one. Kyle T. Meyer via Apple Podcast says, I only have moments. I only have a few moments. My daughter is busting in the door. I have pilfered her iPod to write this review. You all are the greatest. Thank you for all the great content. And my favorite cast member is Michael.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It doesn't say that.
Huh.
I mean, it clearly just says it right there.
It says I must finish.
It's funny that it implies that they call their daughter a heathen in this review, which I like.
No, get away, heathen. I must finish.
Oh, they didn't get to. They didn't get to.
It also says that.
Oh, man.
But no, thank you so much, everyone. You know, I feel like I say the same thing over and over again because it just works. You know what I'm saying? It's like Got Milk.
It's a classic. It's we know classic. And love it.
It's a podcast.
You haven't seen it? It's a classic.
Podcasts do not have outward metrics that people can see other than the reviews. So, you know, Twitch streams have obviously viewers and subscribers and things like that. YouTubes have views, things like that. The only way that we can kind of show other brands or our self-esteem is through this. So, you know, it's kind of secondary because we're still going to do it regardless. But, you know, and again, leave reviews on other podcasts because it is kind of weird in the podcast zone. Especially small shows really, really need those reviews, man.
Thanks. So, yeah, thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on all those places at Thrifty.
I'm also at those places at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheat.
I'm at all those places and more at Nika_Howard.
I didn't hear all the places we said, but I might be at some of them. I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you've finished digesting Toby's recent actions, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Burnt Spirit, Cephalopod, Corruption, Touching Moments 1, Pulse, The Dread, Consequence, End of the Era, Gloom Horizon, and Interloper are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sorry, David.
Wow!